You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And glad to have in the studio with me the Communication Director for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Natalie Hastings is here to talk about what the Freedom Center is doing for Black History Month here in the month of February and some other very interesting programs that are coming up. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And I want to start by asking how things are going with the center for many years kind of stuck alone down there on the riverbank, and now with the Banks development happening, you have a lot of new neighbors. How is that affecting the center?
Sure, things are definitely picking up. It doesn't feel like we're on an island anymore. And there's a lot of activity. We've got Yard House, a new restaurant that's even using our cafe to help sign up new employees. So there's a lot of activity in and around the area, a lot more restaurants that people can go to so they can enjoy experience at the Freedom Center and then stay in the Banks area. And then folks who are in the Banks can stop by the Freedom Center, make it more of, you know, not just a destination by itself, but a stopover maybe if you're just in the area.
Well, a lot of attention has been garnered by the center with the Civil Rights baseball game a couple of years ago. And, of course, it as being one of the only bastions of the history of the Underground Railroad Freedom Center. But I'm also struck that I don't think a lot of people realize that the issues that the center addresses are just as relevant today. It's not that we're looking at the history of slavery. We are looking at slavery still today.
Sure, and it's even more about just looking at the issue of slavery. It's more about abolition. So the Underground Railroad was a look at historic abolition. And so we're inspiring people today, people who are fighting for freedom around the world, using the lessons from the Underground Railroad.
Well, it's a great story, and of course, Cincinnati being here on the banks of the Ohio River, where many slaves went from the slave state of Kentucky here to Ohio over the quote-unquote River Jordan, the Ohio River, and a lot of history up and down the riverbanks here in Ohio, and it's great to see it focused in at the Freedom Center. How are you marking Black History Month here?
Well, we have several programs going on in the month of February for Black History. Several of them have already taken place since we're about halfway through the month, but there are a couple other really special ones coming up that I wanted to mention. Coming up Saturday, February 23rd, we have a program called Reflections of Blackness. That'll be at 1 p.m., and it's with author and artist Kadir Nelson. So he'll be doing a book signing. He'll be talking about his book. And he's an artist who's worked with all kinds of companies, from Coca-Cola to Sports Illustrated to the New York Times, Major League Baseball. He's also worked on sets for movies like Amistad and for some short animated features. And he's been featured at museums all across the U.S., from the Museum of Tolerance to the Museum of African American History and many others. So it's really a privilege to have him in Cincinnati and to share with us the reflections of Black culture in a unique way. And it's something, it's for anyone in Cincinnati to come and enjoy and appreciate.
I noticed as well, I received an invitation for an evening with Dr. Leon Bass coming up on Tuesday, February 26th. He's a fellow who will speak on his experiences as a liberator at the Buchenwald concentration camp and the importance of fighting prejudice wherever it exists. This is a fascinating speaker coming.
Yes, I'm really excited about the Dr. Bass program. We're doing it in partnership with the Center for Holocaust and Humanity, which we're really excited about that. And it's really interesting to think about how he was in World War II and he was liberating others, and he didn't necessarily feel free yet himself. So as we're getting ready to mark 50th anniversary of civil rights legislation next year, so we're thinking about the 50th anniversary of the movement right now, it's just an interesting way to think about how people were freed as we reflect during the time of the Underground Railroad to 50 years ago with civil rights and the fight for freedom that continues today.
And among the fights for freedom being celebrated at the International Freedom Conductor Award Gala on March 2nd, you take a look at a past hero and one from the present. Tell us about the gala.
This year's gala really represents a continuum. So it's people who are fighting for freedom across different eras. We'll be recognizing Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who was a true icon in the civil rights movement. And he recently passed away, but his family will be there, and we'll be honoring him with video and music. And then we're also honoring Nicholas Kristof, who is a New York Times columnist and two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. He is the author of the Half the Sky movement, which is really working on women's rights across the world. He sees women's rights, and specifically in developing countries, as the true human rights crisis of our times. And we have an exhibit on Half the Sky right now at the Freedom Center that coincides with his movement. And it's really just an inspiring exhibit. While he talks about these hard issues and, you know, these crises, the exhibit and his book and to hear him speak, it's more about how women are helping other women overcome oppression. And it's really a story of hope.
Yeah, the Women Hold Up Half the Sky exhibit running through the end of March. And something I think that really opens some eyes. A lot of folks don't realize, you hear in the Middle East or in Africa or, other areas about the oppression of women, how it seems they make some progress, but there's still a lot of problems involved.
There's a lot of work to be done, but what's great about the exhibit is you learn about how a woman who maybe went through a health crisis and now she's gone on to be educated and she's a doctor back in her village in Africa. Or another woman who gets a microloan and starts a weaving business and is supporting 50 families in her village. So we do tackle the issues, but there's a lot that's just on inspiration and on how women are really being the answer for other women in developing countries.
Do you find that during Black History Month, there's an uptick in attendance of folks who are curious to explore what's been happening and what the Freedom Center has to offer?
Yes, there's definitely an increased interest in February, and with the winter, it's just a good time to come into the museum, maybe.
Oh, yes.
And and we also have a special promotion right now with the Cincinnati Reds Baseball Hall of Fame, where we have a joint ticket so you can get it either place. Just kind of a special thing for February. The Freedom Center, we celebrate a lot of African-American heroes of freedom, and we celebrate just all different types of heroes from different cultures. But certainly in February, we want to honor those conductors of the Underground Railroad who represent some of these heroes of Black history.
Well, as it's going along, I know some people are interested in finding out about their own family history. And not only does the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center have permanent exhibits and traveling exhibits like Women Hold Up Half the Sky, but also the Family Center, the Family Search Center at the center that helps you with some genealogy.
Yes, we have an amazing Family Search Center. It's on the fourth floor, so it's a little away from the exhibits, but it's open during all of our public hours that we're open, and we generally have volunteers who are there who can really get you started on that search. And a lot of people do family reunions coming up in the summer, so right now would be a great time to come in and get started on your search so that when you go to your family reunion, you can share what you've learned. Maybe you'll find some own heroes in your background.
Amazing stuff. The genealogy can be fun. Frustrating at times, but I know with the Family Search Center and your helpers and volunteers there, I know it'll be a bit easier. Well, outside of February, what else is coming up for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center?
Well, I just wanted to remind everyone, you can still get tickets to the gala on March 2nd for the Freedom Conductor Awards. And we also will have an exhibit with Dada Rafiki that's happening, that opens also on March 2nd. And we have some additional programming coming up in March affiliated with Half the Sky, including a program called Women in War on March 28th. And then in April, we'll open a new exhibit called Passage on the Underground Railroad. And it's really interesting because it takes panoramic photographs and puts them in a context of social issues. Hmm. And we're really excited about that coming up at the end of April. I think it's going to be a great exhibit for people who are interested in photography and people who are interested in Civil War and the Underground Railroad.
A lot of neat things happening at the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. You've heard a few. You can find out more about all these events and about tickets to the International Freedom Conductor Award Gala March 2nd, honoring Fred Shuttlesworth and Nicholas Kristof, at our website, wvxu.org, and learn about all these upcoming exhibits as well. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Natalie.
Thank you so much.